המהלך הנשגב הזה, this very exalted מהלך, את הדרך, לגלות מה שבפנים, to reveal what's inside, right? To reveal the deeper layer of what's going on. מפני שזה מרפא את מה שבחוץ. Because this itself is what heals what's going on externally. This is a big yisoid that he's saying. It's not just pshat that if you reveal the deeper layer, so like, oh, you'll feel a little bit better about what's going on in Klal Yisrael. The pshat is that when the tzaddikim reveal that, when a person reveals that and is megale the deeper layer of things, and showing and revealing where really, with all the throes and pains, spiritual pains that Klal Yisrael is going through, nevertheless, deep down inside, they really have a tzimon, a thirst, and really are aiming at a connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That revelation itself actually helps spiritually cure the Jewish people. Cure what's going on and fix what's going on the outside. So that mahalach, says Rabbi Yaakov Meir, u'gam kinen magama shel perek lamedalid ba'eres hatchiyo. That's the mahalach, that's the aim, that's the goal of what Rav Kook was trying to accomplish in that famous perek lamedalid in which he was attacked in Eres Hatchiyo, which we read at the beginning of this series of shiur. Mi lo yideya es goydel hatzorech v'achreich shel hagvura. Right over there he spoke about, if you remember, we spoke about the gvura, right, focused on exercising of the people that, in order to help Klal Yisrael, they're exercising. So it's a very physical piece that's giving a lot of credit to this physical gvura in the Jewish people. So Yaakovich says, "Bi lo yedea as goydel atzorich ve'chreich shel gvura gam agufani la'goas anavu avanafer." Right? Who doesn't know? In other words, it's a well-known thing, the greatness and the need, the importance and the necessity, actually, of the gevura, even of the physical might of a Jewish person, Jewish people, to attaining, for the purposes of attaining prophecy, attaining nevuah and branches of nevuah, part of the credentials in order to be a Navi. He brings quotes Chazal, Eina nevuah shayra, el al gibor chacham anav ashir. Nevuah can only rest on a person who is mighty, who's wise, humble, and wealthy. So there's different mahalchim in the mafarshim. You know, there are a number of mafarshim that explain these in a more non-literal way. Like gibor would be as akoy vishas yitzroy. That they, you know, they explain these things in a spirit, in a more ruchnizdik mahalach, but the ma'isa in the number of the rishonim, you see that they took this on face value. I can't remember now. I think maybe the Ran says, I think if I remember correctly, for example, the Ran explains, why does the Navi have to be Oshir, have to be rich? Because, well, maybe it's Rabbi Avraham Ram, I think it's the Ran, in Drosh's Ran. He says very simply, the Navi, we want that people are going to listen to the Navi. Right? The whole purpose that the Banshan brings Nevuah is in order to help Klal Yisrael, in order to be ma'ir them, stir them to tshuva. Now, people listen to people with money. That's what he says. You have money, people listen to you. You don't have money, they're not going to listen to you. What's the point of bringing nevuah to a person they're not going to listen to? So one of the requirements is he should be an usher. That's the way they're. So you see, he takes it on a very physical level, on a posh level, that, yeah, you need to be a gibor, a chacham, of an usher. I don't remember how he describes the other, if he goes into it, I don't remember it offhand. But nevertheless, Rav Yaakov Meir clearly is saying that the nevuah is needed in order for a person to get nevuah. You have to be a gibor. If I remember one of the Mahalchim, that's the way it would seem actually from the Rambam a little bit, is that you need to be a gibor because you need to have that physical might for the nevuah. When the nevuah falls on a person, except for the nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, but the nevuah of other Nevi'im actually can crush the body. There's such an influx of ruchnius then unless you're extremely physically strong, it's pashut like, you know, it's like it will just destroy the body. So the same idea that you know, you have the lashon of neshama briyah beguf bari, right? And rishonim, right? That a healthy soul has to go into a healthy body in order to receive a powerful and big aura. You need to have a very strong body as well. That's the idea, that in order to attain nevuah, you would need to have physical might. You would need to be strong. Va'anu, and we shinu kruim lit ated b'achshara nechona lidei madrigas ruach hakodesh, and we who are now like ready for the proper preparation to attain the madrig of ruach hakodesh, v'gilu eliyahu, and the revelation of eliyahu anavi, asher hinenu mitzapim tamid b'chol eis likrat hofa'ato b'chol b'chines giluyov, that we are always looking forward at every moment to his arrival in all the bechinas of his revelation, right? We're looking at Hinei Anoichi Sheleich Lechem Esliyah Anavi Lefnei Bo Yoyim Hashem HaGod Uvaneira. We're looking forward that the end of days is here, and that any day, any moment, Eliyahu Anavi should walk in over here. I'm sending you Eliyahu Anavi before that big day. Ve'hishiv Leivavas Albonim Leivonim Alavoyso. So we need to be whole in all of these conditions without any of them lacking. So it would, in that sense, Klal Yisrael is working towards amassing wealth, to building strength, physical strength. These things are all a part of an inner yearning that is going on in Klal Yisrael for levels of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, where these physical conditions are needed to bring that level of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh upon ourselves. And that's what Rav Kook is looking at. Rav Kook is looking at that deeper level, that there's something going on. It's true that they might not consciously be aware, that, you know, these people themselves are not consciously aware, but the fact that there's such a stirring in the Jewish people for this kind of these things, especially they were doing it, that's, we have to remember the focus, right? They weren't doing it just for themselves, right? Rav Kook's focus over there was, if they're doing it for the betterment of the nation, they're doing it as nationalists, they're not doing it as an individual, they're doing it on the behalf of that the Jewish people should be strong, they should have a strong army and a strong, yeah, whatever, but it's a national demand that's coming from them. So that is coming from a deeper place. That's not just stam the fact, an idea of a person having a taiva to be, you know, to look good and to be strong. No, there's something, if there's something Jewish there, even if it's not Torahdik, but the fact that that's what they're aiming for shows that it's coming from something deeper below, which is taka Torahdik, which is stemming from the spiritual thirst. Nifla'o hi, continues Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Nifla'o hi, omnom avidus ha-kodesh, shemayachte yichudim be'ez doidim machtzadei chakla, shemayorim es ahavo al yidei shiris is ishbocha yishom and David melech Yisrael. The avidus ha-kodesh, the holy work of those who are meyached yichudim, meaning those big tzaddikim, who are always bringing the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the unification of Hashem's name, and they're doing this, right, be'ez doidim, right, like lovers with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Machzadei chakla, that's a Kabbalistic expression, they're working the field. Shema'ir mesa'ava, that they're arousing the love, right, stirring the love, through the shiris and sishpachas that David Melch Yisrael said, right, there's a reference to what Rav Kook equates over there, right, he puts together over there the work of the people that are doing their exercise, right, and he pairs it up with the work of the miyachte yichudim, those are the tzaddikim that are doing tremendous avodas hakodesh through tehillim and through the yichudim that they're doing, right, the kabbalistic meditations that they're doing to bring through their Torah mitzvahs. So he says, yeah, nechanami, that's an unbelievable avoda. Right, that's what they're doing. Ula shpia aleinu meshefa elyon, and right, they're aiming, they're being mashpia on us from the higher chef of the Rabbeinu Shalom, Ukba Shchinta Me'afra, right, to raise up the Shechina from the dust, right? To revive, spiritually revive our nation, to bring the Geula. That's why Lok Mashchinta Me'afra is a reference to bringing the Geula, that the Shechina should be, you know, once again up. Do Knesset Yisrael. What does it mean, the Shechina coming up from the dust? That's a reference to Knesset Yisrael. Ule Sagelo Yisano El Akshava Nisteres Shel Kol Deidi Defek. And they're trying to train us and help us hear that hidden message that's always going on, right? The voice of my lover is knocking, is pounding away inside of us. Pischili, open up for me. Right? The pasuk in Shir Shir. Open up for me, my sister. My lover, my yoino, which is also a term of endearment, tamosi, it's complete and whole. Shereishinim latal kvusisay resisay loylo. By the way, the Rosh Tevis is brought down in the Zoya, that the Rosh Tevis of, how does this work? Li achosi, rayosi, yonosi, samosi, she, is Yisroel. I forget what the tough is for, though. But anyway, it's a reference to Klal Yisrael. Aval gam tnai hagvura. Somebody's knocking over there.
No, just say it.
Aval gam tnai hagvura I efshir sheyechaser. But nevertheless, the tnai of the gvura, that also can't be missing. Yeah, what they're doing, what the tzaddikim are doing, is amazing. It is extremely necessary, and the imam is trying to revive Klal Yisrael, right? And really get the process of Gula started. But you can't be missing that condition of the physical might as well. Kedei l'hachshir es gufeinu, in order to prepare our body, hanitke v'acholosh, right? That's been like depressed and weakened, sheyoshev leisanusoy, that it should return to its might. Right, Klal Yisrael throughout the Golos were trodden upon, and they were completely killed, you know, abused, and there was no physical koyach whatsoever. And here they're starting to form bands and groups of people that are going to protect the Jewish settlements, right? At the beginning, that's when Rav Kook was writing this. That's an organized effort of physical might to the Jewish people that was unheard of for now, like, you know, almost 2,000 years. So that taka is a part of, he's saying, of this process that we have to bring along now. Ve'yos gibor v'ranon, and to be powerful and fresh, v'dei amitz, and courageous, the Kabbalist Ruach HaKodesh, in order to be Makabal the Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah, it looks like on the outside, it looks like it's a very external thing, but Taka, this is necessary in order to be Makabal Ruach HaKodesh. V'lo lehit batel. He's Maram is here to what I said earlier, that in the Rishonim and the Rambam, for example, you see that if you don't have a strong body, the body posture will become nullified when the Ruach HaKodesh is chal on the person. V'lo lehit ares, v'lo shacharoi, mikilas atoichicha. You have to free him. You have to free, right, from the curse of the Teichecha, Shineskaima Begolos, that took place in the Golos. That was Neskaim during the Golos, which is he brings the pasuk here from the Teicha. V'nosan Hashem l'chol lev ragaz, v'kil yeninayim v'davay nefesh, v'ayu chayecha tluyim l'cha mineged, v'pachada talayla v'yoyim v'leitamin v'chayecha. That Kadosh Baruch Hu Mamish put us in a matzav throughout the Golos. This pasuk of the Torah was in the sky, that our lives were always in the hanging. We're filled with fear night, day, never ever believing that who knows if we'll be around the next moment because of the fear of the goyim. And now it's time to be freed up from that klola of the Torah. Shechai merurim ka'ele, bitter life like that. Those are the biggest preventer from any hasaga v'aliyah, from from Ruchnius Dika Hasaga, Ruchnius Dika Aliyah, there's no, that's like the biggest Meineh. When the person doesn't have Yeshiva Das, the person doesn't have Menuchas HaNefesh, how could he become, how could he have an Aliyah and Hasaga? You have Chazal, right? Maybe, I think maybe he might quote it, I don't remember. But right, you have to be in the proper matziv hanefesh. Rishonim all speak about this, the Ran and Rosh Hashanah. You need to be matziv a simcha. If you're in a matziv of a hayu chayecha tluim lecha mineged, what matziv a simcha could you be in? You're living a living Gehenna. That was what life, Jewish life, was for so many years. Weren't allowed in Europe, right? Weren't allowed to have a parnasa. The only parnasa you could do was money lending, which was illegal. So even, okay, you're getting rich. Sometimes, some of them, some, very few, but some. But at the same time, you know, they're always, who knows what's going to be. You can't get to any big hasoga of Ruach HaKoyah. Forget about it. The Ran... a little bit off course, but since we're already saying it a bit, one of the tainus that in that sefer of the what's called the Goyim from Eliach, he was matzliach to look and find, you know, way more tainus than anyone ever really thought of the Litvaks. The Misnagdim against the Hasidim, you know, he made up all sorts of things. So one of the things there is that the Hasidim turned Simcha into a thing of its own. Like he says that they made it into its own thing. And until then, this is what he writes. Until then, we only had the idea of. You know, Simcha Shel Mitzvah, Simcha Shel Torah, Pekudei Hashem Yishor Mitzvah Chilev. But not that there's an inyan, there's a value to being just happy, just having Simcha that's not spiritually oriented. Huh? Yeah, the three-volume Goyen Sefer that, if you could call it that, that made big Machlokes a number of years back. It revamped the whole Machlokes between the Chassidim and the whatever, and the Misnagdim. But that's not... So, one of the things that's very important to know is in the Drashas HaRan, and it's not just the Drashas HaRan, but Drashas HaRan really is very, very, very clear on it. And there he writes that there's no stick, there's no chashivas to simcha if it's not a simcha shal mitzvah. That's the way he writes, like something like that in that sefer. But the Ran says mafurish not like that. In Drashas HaRan, in Drush Chamishi, he says in a mavur. Okay, I'm not gonna. He says, "Kile hispalios hanafshios," to the psychological. How would you translate that? Stirrings and feelings. Okay, the emotional states. That's the best. The emotional states. Asher shorshim yisaidim alev, that their shorish, their root, and their base is in the lev, is the heart. Mavoi godoil. Bidvekus Hashem Yisbach Vakur Velo is a big entrance into Dvekus Hashem and closeness to Hashem. The emotional state of a person, it sounds like such a chiddush, right? But yeah, the emotional state of a person is a big mavui to Dvekus in Hashem and closeness to Hashem. Listen, this is where Gambo Oysam Apolios She'ein Be Mitzvah Velo Yavero, even in those emotional states that have no avera in them and no mitzvah in them and no avera, they're just parv. For example, kesimcha v'atzavon, like happiness or sadness. There's no mitzvah, no avera to be happy or to be sad. But they, that the matzav of simcha is a tremendous mavoi, is a tremendous entrance gateway. To be dovek b'Hashem, and without it, you're going to be lacking. You're not going to be able to get that matzav of dvekus b'Hashem, and sadness just pulls a person away from Hashem. Sharei Chazal omru mizmor leDavid sha'amar shira. Chazal said mizmor leDavid. He said shira v'chakach shor salav shchina. Right? It says mizmor first, and then he said the, and then leDavid. Because first he said Shira, and then he was Zeichet the Shechina is being Shira on him. L'lamedcha she'ein ha'shira, like the Gemara says, she'ein ha'shechina teaches you that the Shechina is not Shira on a person, lo'y mitoch atzvus, ve'lo'y mitoch atzlus, not through sadness, not from sadness when you're in a state of sadness, not in a state of laziness, ve'lo'y mitoch kovid rosh, and not in a state of heaviness, that you're very bogged down and troubled. Not right. Ela mitech simcha. It can only be showing a person mitech simcha. Now, I want to just make a note. In both places in the Gemara, where we have this Gemara, which is in Pesachim, I think. I don't remember Nedarim and Shabbos. I don't remember. There's two places that we have this Gemara. In both places, our Gemara says dvar mitzvah. Dvar simcha shel mitzvah, or something like that, right? And so it says it doesn't have this lashon. But let's just read further here. Shenemar, as it says, this is the hemshich of the Gemara. Va'ata, and now kuli menagen. David Mel says, Shaul said, bring me someone to sing to play. Va'haya kenagen a menagen matil of Yad Hashem, because through the negina, through the singing, through the music. Through the music, he'll have the Yad Hashem that Kodesh Baruch is going to be shayr on him. So you see, the Gemara says from that pasuk that he had to put himself first into a state of simcha in order to bring the Ruach HaKodesh. So Rashi, the Rishbam explained over there, the Maisa, the Pashta is it, you have a kasha. What's the mitzvah over here? Adarabah, there's no mitzvah. He just wanted to be in a happy state in order that he's going to get Ruach HaKodesh. So Rashi and Rishbam say that since he was aiming to get Ruach HaKodesh, so that itself becomes a mitzvah. Right. But Lemaisa, what's very interesting is so and Rashi says what's an example of dvar mitzvah simcha shel mitzvah. Rashi says kagoyin achnosos kala, but so like he really explains it that yeah it has to be a mitzvah dika simcha. It's not just stamp to be a simcha, but then when he comes along so here you have to say that since he was his whole reason for getting himself in the simcha was just in order to get that ruach hakodesh. So maybe that's also like Achaklosus Kala. That's the way Rashi learns. What?
That's what Chassidim are doing anyway.
Also partying stuff. Oh, exactly. But Astam, I want to be mayor, parenthetically, something very interesting. You see from the Ran, the Ran was not goyis that mitzvah. He didn't have the words mitzvah in his Gemara. And I saw the Rabbein Avram ben Aramim also brings this down and also comes out with the same Yisoid. He doesn't have that Lashon of mitzvah. And I looked at Rabbein Chananel on the page over there, also doesn't say mitzvah. So Rabbein Chananel has a din of goyim really by us, right? The Chazan has said. And the Ran, Rabbein Avram, you see that the Rishonim and Uri Goyim, they didn't have, there was another Girsa that didn't have that Girsa of mitzvah. It's very interesting. So to then Bechlau, you see that that's the Yisoid of the Gemara, is that a person has to have Pashat a simcha in order to, and if you need music to bring you to that state of simcha, good. But you see, that's what the Ran is. That's what this whole thing is based on. And a chanami, even if you're goyis, the lashon of mitzvah, the whole reason the chassidim and the Ran over here are saying that you have to be in a matzav of simcha is because it brings the dveikas b'Hashem. They're not just them trying to do it in order to be, we want to be happy people and emotionally healthy. Yeah, we want to be emotionally healthy because we want to have a good relationship with the Reish Lakish. But this is a very, very chashuv. And then he says, "Bina advekes hagodol sheyesh bein ha'adam leboyroi hi ashchina." But tzarich lezeh advekes shehafolas libi poileso. In order to have that advekes hagodol between the person and his creator, you need the proper emotional state. And in order to do that, that could happen in anything that's sweet. That's what he says in the Hemshech, is anything that's sweet. So for example, he says, and Rabbi Avraham ben Aram says the same thing, Yitzchak, what did he ask for? Bring me basar. Bring me mat'amim. Bring me the nice, tasty food that I like. Because why? He wants to bring down the brachas with Ruach HaKodesh. What? Imagine like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, says, bring me a nice juicy steak so I can give you a bracha. You're like, what? You fresa? What is this? You imagine a tzaddik? No, yes. This is, it tastes good. It brings a person into, Rabbi Avraham Aram explains that he was, because he was old and he wasn't healthy, so he needed something to mechazik his body. He needed to bring himself back to equilibrium, basically. The Rabbi Avraham Aram, the Ran, though, he says, Bechlal, he says, we find also that Yaakov added, he brought him Yayin also. I don't remember which one is the one that says that. If that was Rabbi Avraham ben Aram or the Ran, I don't remember offhand. But in any case, you see that they brought these things. The way the Ran learns is that these things bring simcha. It's interesting. I saw the Chidah in Yosef Tehillos on I think it's on Kapitel Kuf Tes. He brings down that the Chidah brings down that they said about Rabbeinu Tam that he used to have gold coins. He used to leave gold coins on the table while he was learning, because that the way the Chidah says, he says because it brought him to simcha to have gold coins. It brought him to simcha, and he was able to get pshat and be able to get the better havana in the sugya.
Morel, yeah.
Used to put his hand in like a box of coins. So you see these mundane things like, whoa, what kind of tzedek? No, Adrabba. There's a natural thing, right? There are certain physical natural things, certainly eating, drinking, music, maybe good scenery. These things bring a person to a certain level of simcha. And that is a big mavu, says the Ran. When a person gets nis'ur, emotionally happy, he's able to connect to the Baruch Shalom. Without it, he won't be able to. Anyway, that's, yeah.
When he was in the Alps,
right. Yeah. So that's really so if during the time of the Golos, when the lives were terrible, were miserable, Chayim Merurim, they were bitter lives. That's the biggest mania, the biggest thing to hold back any real big asaga and aliyah. V'alkein anu rashoim lahavin, and therefore we are permitted to understand. Mimashahu mibachutz, from what's going on the outside, et hamagamah shebachefetz apnimi shel ha'ta'amula la'amid bonim amitzim l'uma, to really understand, based on what's going on from the outside, to understand the aim that's going on in the inner chefetz, in the inner desire that's behind the idea and this whole program to get courageous sons for our nation, right? To physically, you know, since it's coming specifically from this like addiction, so to say, to Klal Yisrael, they're all nationalistic. It's not just coming from an individual thing, they're coming from this, right? It symbolizes for us the courageousness of the Gvura, Gvura Sakoidish, a holy Gvura, Shel Bosa Veruach, of flesh, meaning that's the physical and spiritual. Ha'omedes achar kasleinu, which is just waiting right after the wall, the expression from the right from the Shir Shirim. Hochin ba'deinu, ready for us, v'kores aleinu, and calling for us, lislabish bo, to enclose ourselves in it, ulit azer bohoi tifarta, and to right, dress ourselves with the glory of its splendor, sheniyah gibur yekoyechayse dvaroi, that we should be mighty people doing the words of Hashem. Kalim in isharim, lighter than eagles, right, flying like the giborim arayus, and mightier than lions. Lasois ritzin kainenu, to do the will of our Creator. V'chefet surenu, levases his base Yisrael, to establish the house of Israel at Admas Kodshoi, on its holy land. B'pliyos kodesh teros igvros yemin uzoi. Ati odati ki Yoshia Hashem Mishichoi b'gvurois yeisha yeminoi. U'pirsum achefet zeze atzmoi, and the publicizing of this yearning itself, the very publicizing of this yearning, lahamti gvura b'Yisrael, to bring gvura into the Jewish people, moisifu gvura lechol yishrei lev, adds gvura to all the straight-hearted people in the Jewish nation. Kelpi roiv, because usually, yeah, the majority of times, ikra goyim legvura hu achefetz begvura, the ikra cause for might is the yearning for might, is the chefetz for it. The kolis labshus pnimis bigvura tahira, and any inner enclothing of in pure gvura, mechsheres es alev shetnuach bechachma, prepares the heart that will allow chachma to rest in that heart. The kol ze afilu imurak mitzad prat, and this is even if we're dealing just from the detail, from the person, the individual, but kal v'chomer umitzad haklal, right? A person that has a chefetz for gvura, he's going to get it. That emotional yearning to be strong spirited, to be courageous, That gives the person that koyach. And that's true by an individual. Kol shekin, if it's coming, mitzad the klal, mitzad the whole body of the Jewish people. Shekul oiz v'oitzma shel ha'am. That the whole strength and courage of the people, mevi'a de birkas elokim, brings to the blessing of Hashem. Neira elokim mikdashecha keli Yisrael u'nosin oiz v'sa'atzumos. Give strength in, right, to the la'am, baruch elokim. Sheze be'emes me'ein ha'pu'ula shel yehudim ha'elyonim. That then this is, yeah, really truly is very similar to the action and activity of the higher Jews, meaning the ones that we spoke about at the beginning of the Me'achnim Yehudim. Huh? Oh, it says Shele Yehudim. Okay, so that's what he means. Shele Yehudim, that makes more sense because it's a very strange way to say it. HaYehudim Elyonim. I mean, there's a mistake here. Shele Yehudim Elyonim. Right? It's very similar to that activity that they were doing, that Tzaddikim were doing, of making those unifications of Hashem's name. Except that the Yehudim, right? What's the, how's the Lashon Bayu? Sheyichudim?
Yeah.
Mitzad Shehei Magim?
Magim.
Right? But the Yehudim work mitzad, that they're reaching a much, much higher world. So the Sar of Esav didn't have koyach to touch them. V'nisharu b'tzivyon kedushasam, and therefore they remained in the character, in their holy character. Gam b'tzad chitzeni yusam, even the external, even on the exterior. You look at the tzaddikim that are oisik and yichudim, and you see that that's kaddish. You see it's holy. It's obvious that it's holy because the sar shel Esav didn't have the ability to touch there. It's so high, that avoida. V'agvura gufnis, but the physical gvura, Sheba me'olam yoteh yarud, which comes from a much lower world, huga be'kaf ha'yerech, that was touched on the thigh by the Sar of Esav when he touched, right? That's the physical might. That the Sar of Esav had an achiza in, has a hold in. Be'kavona l'ra, he touched him with intention to hurt him. L'kakeya be'tzotzen be'tzotzen shel Yisrael. Therefore, really, itaka is very, very shver. It's very blemished on the external, in the external form. Right? It looks like very not holy. But when the sun will shine, when the deep, profound inner yearning is going to be revealed, Yisrapu kol ha-mechotzim, all the terrible things on the outside are going to be healed. V'yisrapu kol po'alei oven, and all those who are sinners are going to, they're going to be separated. V'or ha-gvura tazrenu chayel la-hovin said k'doshim, and the light of gvura is going to give strength to understand the secret of the holy people. Ani bina li gvura, I have bina, I have gvura. In other words, the Gvura brings to us extra Bina, right, which is understanding. V'gam ato lefnezri Hashem ish Gvuraseinu, and even now before the sun shines, the sun of our Gvura shines, meaning mashinifal mitzad HaKodesh, right, what's being done is mitzad HaKodesh u'me'atzmos Yisrael, which is from the essence of the Jewish people, poil. That's what's being poil, mashatzarech. And it's being elevated and bringing bracha according to that inner leaning that's really directing the things into the yisoid of creating that chayfetz. Like is known the ways of elevating of the bruchim, those who are blessed. Okay, he's making a little bit of a Kabbalistic reference here, is that this is the way, even now, before it's become obvious, and before it's really taken its holy form, even now, it's really doing its thing. It's really doing its thing. U'mashinifel mitzad the gasus v'aroma, and what you see going on, mitzad the gasus, right, which is the coarseness and even vulgarity, some of the vulgarness of the way it looks, you know, it looks bad, right? The coarse and bad, you know, very, very physical thing that we see. Shein be'emes ma'azoros li'Yisrael, sheniklatu ma'anochrios, which are really foreign to the Jewish people, that were gathered from the Nochrius, from the Goyim, Nivle v'nit abed, that gasus, that very, that part of it that looks really bad to us, that part that gets, you know, blood boiling if you're a Torah digger Jew and you see like, what is that? That all is going to wither away. V'nit abed, it's just going to be lost. V'avchon el yoyna, and it's the superior, the high, havchana, which is like discerning. He mavchenes lahafrid chilkei atov mechilkei ra. It knows how to separate between the good parts and the bad parts. Ulakabilas atov, and to receive the good. V'lahonis mimenu, and to benefit from it. Mashadorish, what is necessary lahonis mimenu? What's necessary to get, you know, the benefit that you're supposed to get out of it? Avol mahu agoyim afrod azoyis laloy samuvur v'muvchar. But what is it that causes this separation, to like separate the good from the bad and bring up only the good part to get it to its complete purification? That is the complete, absolute tie and bonding and complete dveikus of emuna, of belief in the holiness, the holy nitzchius of Klal Yisrael, in believing in the Jewish people, believing that they forever and ever are kaddish, will be kaddish, and that is what allows that birur to be done. B'chol eis uzman u'b'chol oifem etzurah, believing them at every time, in every moment, in every way they look, in every form. Shelo oylam lo yechlifim Hashem chalila b'macheres et chasrom, the Rebbein Shem is never, ever, ever going to switch them for another nation, aflashah, even for a moment. V'tomid shem Hashem nikra aleim, and always the name Hashem is called on the Jewish people. Yanch Hashem b'yom tzari yasagev choshem leke Yaakov, he's the God of Yaakov. Yaakov is a reference to Klal Yisrael when they're not in their good state. Yisrael is when they're in their higher state. Yaakov is when they're unfortunately not holding where they should be. And he's there, like Yaakov, mipnei shetomei b'kedusha asan imayimdim. Because really, they're always in their kedusha. Shayedei mesir nemano gdoyle b'miska v'rmusam, zeichim lahonis mirisayim oyrisayim, v'lamad asayt chefzeim apnimi, shu b'ikor l'shem yichud bracha kedusha. Right, that through their really devotion to Hashem, their great devotion to Hashem, in their roimus, they're always being zeichle merit to benefit from their lights, right? The ayur selamim and the lamid al seid chavtzei apnimi, and to be oimid on, understand the secret of their inner chayfetz, the inner yearning of the Jewish people, should be kara, that it's primarily l'shem yichud bracha kedusha, which is a concept in Kabbalah, what's called Yichud Bracha and Kedusha, of unity, blessing, and holiness. Umisbareches bezeh, and they become blessed with this be'emes kedushas and shlisrael, the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. The chol tumas and hoilches v'mchakes, and all their tumah goes and is being erased. V'idatem ki ends off with psukim from Yoel. V'idatem ki bekerev Yisrael ani v'ani Hashem alekechem. Then you're going to know that I am in the Jewish people, I'm amongst the Jewish people. I am Hashem, your God. Ve'ein oy, there is no other. V'le'yevayshu ami la'olam. My people will never be embarrassed. V'hoya achreichein eshpech esruchi. Then afterwards, after you know that, after you know that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is always in the Jewish people, and that he's always with them, there's never really that. After you know that, I'm going to pour my ruach, my spirit, al kol basar, on all flesh. V'nibu b'nei, which means then you're going to see how the Gashmius itself is also really all holiness. V'nibu b'neichem u'v'neisechem zikneichem chalomis yachlemun b'achureichem chazionis, and all your children, your boys and your girls and your zkein, they're going to dream, they're going to have nevuos, visions. Yiru v'gam al avodim al shfoches, and even on the servants and the maidservants, b'yom mehema esh b'chesruchi, I will pour my spirit. Kishimit Sirim, we'll just read a little few more lines. Kishimit Sirim, as Kirva Segula, when we picture the oncoming of the Gula, the approaching of the Gula, Hinam Be'emes Kroivim El Gula, then we're really close to the Gula. The Efsha Beshum Oifim Letzair, as Kirva Segula, Kimalidea Akora, Shiruuyim Hema Basisro La Gula. It's impossible to picture the Gula coming soon, except through the recognition that Beis Yisrael is really ready for the geula. They're worthy of the geula. Lo achrak rak mitzad shem mitzvah lelam mitzchus. I don't mean, he says, just because it's a mitzvah to be melam mitzchus in Klal Yisrael. Elam pnei she'be'emes Yisrael k'day shemeim. But because be'emes the Jewish people are holy, v'she'eris l'Yisrael lo yasu avlo, and Klal Yisrael doesn't ever do, Al doesn't ever do a real disgrace. That really, they're always, and he's going to explain what does that mean in the Hemshech, like, we'll expand on that point.
The Maaseh Tehillim, you know, Chazal is saying that the one that says that the Shait and the Loi B'Shait, like the Zman and the Loi B'Zman and Mashiach can come, like if Klal Yisrael Roi, then he's gonna come.
Beitar v'Achishenu.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it. That just means that there's two Mahalchim in the how the Rabban Shalom may bring the Gula.
If he comes with Zman, that means that we weren't Roi. So it just today there's like a deadline. So.
Right, so Maisa, you have, right, that's what the Rambam says. Ani ma'amin be'muna shleima, every day I'm a chake, which means I'm hoping there's a meaning. I believe that right now we could have, otherwise you can't be mechake. You can't hope for something that's impossible.
That's the word.
That's what the Rambam's saying, is that, but Elamai, the question is, what path is the Rabban Shalom going to bring the Gula on? Is he going to bring it on a level of based on our external Maisim? Or is it going to be based on all our internal thirst for him, even though externally we're not holding there? Which path is he going to do?
Well, I think I have an answer to this. I'm not sure, but like, what's the difference in like the Gedolim before, and there was, let's say, the Tzedokim and the Haskalah even, and all these little cults and cuts of people went off the dark. Then you see that all the Gedolim always were tokef and going mamish
negative. Over there, they were coming from the opposite direction. Over here, we're coming from a matzav of trying to help rebuild at least the physical Jewish people.
They already had
a land, they had the thing, they had the, and then they're starting to take it apart.
Before Zionism, let's say in the 1700s, but the Ibn Bonus answers, he says that till then you saw that they were just like trying mamish lahachris and there was nothing, so you had to make it gather. Here, when you see that there's something, he brings down Trumpledore, I think. And when you hear stories of that, on their dying breath, they say, I'm happy that I died protecting Jews. Like,
right.
And what I'm saying is, it's a bar that it's coming from a pnimius. They don't know about it themselves. But obviously, there's a pnimius over here that you didn't have till now.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Good luck.